I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia's short break from terror is over. Monday's railway attack in St. Petersburg made people nervous, and yesterday's discovery of new explosives in a residential building didn't help. Mission Eurasia's president, Sergei Rakhuba, says the government's been answering with increasing anti-terror measures that have proven challenging for Mission Eurasia.
Continue praying so that God gives wisdom to the church leaders who currently are looking for solutions, trying to appeal to the Russian government to distinguish evangelical church and other Christian groups that are different than Russian Orthodox Church from terrorists.
The leaders of the evangelical church in Russia have worked under extremely difficult circumstances before, and the church survived. Links can be found at missionnews.org. And we'll wrap up by talking about a very specific need for an audio Bible called Bible Plus in Ghana, West Africa. One Way Ministries' Michael Thompson shares.
There are pockets of tens of thousands of people that have no understanding whatsoever who Jesus is, what the gospel is, that are more in the northern region. There's a big Islamic push down from the north all across West Africa. There really is a very key spot where the Christian Church of the South and the push down from the north are meeting, and those are in regions that are largely among unreached rural peoples.
One Way has about a week to get the funds for 1,000 Bible Plus units for this area in Ghana. And you can help by praying about it or sharing the need. If possible, would you consider donating? To get the links for giving, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. The details are at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.